How many of you believe that you are blessed? Is it not wonderful to have a special night? So, you know that the time is very short. The title of the message today is Praise Open the Doors. Praise Open the Doors. If you break it, you can understand it a different way. So there is no time to go for everything. It is not only praise and other things as well can open the doors. If there is an open door, there is a closed door as well. How many of you know that there are many doors mentioned in the Bible? There are open doors and the closed doors. How many of you believe that? I want to see your hands. That will confirm that we are reading God's word. And we know that where we are. Okay, before I go to the message, main part of it, just give some introduction about it. So the biblical meaning for a open door is open door in scripture represent divine opportunity, access, favor, breakthrough, and a new seasons. But they are never random. They always fit into God's divine and larger plan. Hope you understand. What is the meaning for open doors? Open doors are opportunities and access, favor, breakthrough in our lives and also for a new season. Number one, God is the keeper of the doors. Whatever the doors, God is the keeper. If I wanted to explain that some doors are open outside, some doors are open inside, door is supposed to be always prevent people to go out or to come in. The purpose of the door is two ways. Some is preventing, some is allowing. But most of the doors are closed. How many of our doors are opened in our houses? Not all the time. Hello? Please join with me, then only you can understand this better. So God is the keeper of our doors. The scripture consistently shows that God is the one who controls doors, not humans, not circumstances, not even the spiritual forces. God controls our doors. Why? Revelation 3, 7 to 8, I'm not reading, just a praise. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. This verse forms the foundation of our understanding. God's sovereignty over doors means doors, even windows. If someone closes the doors, God will open the window. If the windows is closed, God will open the door. So you cannot be denied what God has assigned for you. You cannot enter what God has not obtained for you. A closed door is not a rejection. It is a divine purpose. It's a divine purpose. A open door is not a luck. It is a divine purpose. So when God supervises your doors, your life is not shaped by chance, but by purpose. God has the purpose to your door. If you think that it is open, it is God has the purpose. It is closed, God has the purpose. Secondly, an open door means God-given opportunity, as I said. 1 Corinthians 16:9, Paul says, a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. This tells us that open doors are God's invitation into a new assignment. The open doors are God's invitation for a new assignment. So they often require effort, spiritual sensibility, and courage. Every open door comes with a responsibility. I don't know how many of you pay attention to every word as a big expansion. Open door is, though it is an opportunity, it needs very often effort. That is spiritual sensitivity and your courage to exercise and to enter and to utilize that open door. So the open door means God-given opportunity. Thirdly, open door symbolizes favor. In Isaiah, God promises to go before his people. Isaiah 45 verse 2, I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze. When God opens the door, as I said, obstacles bow. Resistance breaks. So things other than struggle for become testimonies in your life. The expectation is your spiritual sensitivity. And it is accepted as a God's favor. Fourthly, open door leads to kingdom influences. God opened door not only for personal advancement, but for his agenda. Colossians 4:3, pray for us that God may open a door for our message. That was Paul's writing to Colossians. So open door is expected to evangelize the world. God opens the door so his light can shine through you. When God opens the door, the light can shine through you. Today, as an evidence, you are seeing the choir, how they were shining. So that the open door for them to shine today, that is just beginning. They will go with the word, with the love of God, into the world. To make the world to know what we believe, the truth, and whom we believe, Christ. Amen? Fifthly, open door bring divine alignments. Sometimes, an open door is God's way for moving you. Doors are even windows. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. To a new environment, into your next level of your calling, into your relationship tied to your destiny, away from your stagnation, open doors always a sudden shift in your life. But in spirit, they were planned long ago or before by God. So if it is delaying, it is none of the doors closed or opened accidentally or incidentally. It is God who plans the open door for our life for long, long ago. Amen? So now as we are, I have a portion for the message is Acts chapter 16. Please open your Bible quickly. Acts chapter 16. Actually 16 to 34. I cannot read it. Please open your Bible. Let us go through from verse 20. I leave the first portion of it. From 20 to 34. How many of you know about it? How many of you heard about the message? Whatever we sang from the beginning till now, it is all about open doors of the prison. Hello? Did you watch? Do you understood that? Actually, in between, in the middle, I thought of come and interpret and encourage you to watch all the words and mindful of those words, and I may ask you the questions in between. But I have not done this. Let me come openly from this scripture. So you know the scripture. What is the portion of it? It speaks about Paul and Silas. They were preaching. They were complained by the public. They were taken to the jail. They were put inside the cell and they were locked. Their legs were tied with the pillars, between the pillars. And what they were doing? What they were doing? Praying and singing, praising God. And what is the end of it? Ultimately, what has happened? Just I want to ask you one question. How many doors are open? Huh? All the doors are open. But there is a count. You may not be knowing, it is a surprising. You know how many doors? Yes, what you have said is true. All the doors are open. But all, imagine, just guess how many doors in a jail for somebody. I'm not expecting that, have you experienced it? Not that way. At least three, except the gates. A wide door inside, and it was said that inside the cell. So minimum three gates. If you imagine more than that, it's okay. So what was the response after that? When he was put them, so the Bible says, verse 24, he received this order, he put them in the inner cell. And verse 26, the prison door were opened. 27 says, he saw the prison doors are open. Who's seen that? The jailer. So he knows how many doors were open. Verse 29, what has happened? The jailer called the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. I believe one door is open. There. Even go even further, it is not open, it is crushed, it is broken. How many of you guess what is that door? Thank you. Door of the heart of that jailer. His heart is open. He was crushed. It was crushed. That made him fell on their knees and ask him, trembling. Even outside it is trembling means how much more he felt inside his heart. So the door of his heart was broken. Added to one more door. Right? Further, if you go there, verse 32, to him and to the all the others in his house. What has happened? In 34, he has taken, so when his heart is broken or his door is open, he made a confession. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? The reply was, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your household. Verse 32, then they spoke the word, underline that, they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. All the others, no numbers are given. At that time, at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and all his household were baptized. How many of you imagine? When he opened the door, he accepted the truth. He accepted the word. And he believed God's word. And he obeyed. And obeyed to his God's word. He has taken them to his house. Again, the door of his house was open. Hello. All your doors or house is open now. Is it boring? It is to understand that, first of all, our heart has to be open. Then our house door has to be open. When he opened the door of his house, all of them are baptized. That means their hearts will be open. They accepted the truth because the Bible says he spoke. The jailer brought them into his house, verse 34, and set meal before them. He was filled, the last part of it. Before that, they were all baptized on that night. All of them, maximum. If you say about the three doors in the jail, let it minimum 3 person in that house. 3 plus 3, his house, 7, doors were open. Much more than that. That's why the theme of today is open doors. There are closed doors. All the closed doors can be opened. By what? By what? Praise. So he says that ultimately, what is the result? He was filled with the joy because he had come to believe in God and his whole household. One more thing I understood from there. You know what is that? When Jesus Christ was baptized, what has happened? When he came out from the water, what has happened? Heaven opened. Is it not our experiences? All of us who are sitting, we should be excited when we go into the water obeying to God's word after accepting Christ in our life. When we go into the water, heaven, our faith should be, heaven will open. As that day when Jesus, to Jesus Christ, it was testified and witnessed that he is my beloved son. Is it not our desire? Is it not happened to you? It will happen to all of us. It has happened. So in that case, the doors of heaven will open when you praise. You know the power of praise? Any dose. So I told you just the minimum. Whatever you are, whatever the situation, wherever you are kept, how many doors before you was closed? No problem. Praise. God will open. He is control over every door. When I go on through that, there are many things I cannot go through it. So praise is another way, if you take out, it is a weapon. And praise changes your focus. Praise changes your circumstances. Praise changes your enemy's position. Praise changes those around you. If you go further, understanding the divine opening of it, as God is the opener and the timing is divine and His purpose will be divine, His time, His way, God will open the doors. Amen? So even the Red Sea was opened. How it has happened? It is God who made it. So the keys to accessing the divine opening is, number one is faith. Number two is prayer. Number three is obedience. So everything, there is a scripture. For faith, Mark 9:23. For prayer, fasting and prayer, Matthew 7:78. Obedience, Joshua 3:8. Here, just very shortly, I will share my testimony as well. I shared most of the people, those who are in my classes in Mind of Christ, just shortly. When I came in the beginning, and one of the day, I was very sick, and actually I was taking my food outside my residence, and it is distances from here to the gate. But that day, when I fell more sick, and I don't wanted to go, it was around 7 o'clock only. My dinner will be around 9 o'clock. I don't wanted to go. I thought that today I'm so tired, I am weak. I will go to bed. I may not go for my dinner. So before going, I thought that how can I go to the bed? Suppose if I slept without prayer, how can I do that? So I thought, let me pray. So I started off praying. When I am praying, and God said, how can I pray without praising? I have to sing songs. I have to praise Him. When I started praising, I praise. Then I prayed. And after 9 o'clock, I went to add my dinner and came back. And I started writing my letter to my mother till 12:30. See, prayer and praise be together. Prayer alone, not enough. Praising is important. Faith is important. We say praise, of course. In that portion also, they were praying and they are praising. That will open the doors. So I don't want to go further because of the time. We have to finish it off. And it's a time for you. Those of you, please stand to your feet. Those who wanted to God to open the closed doors for you, please come forward quickly, or we will pray all together. Please come, whatever it is. If you think that there is a closed door before you and God, you want God to open that door, please come forward quickly. Whatever it is, God spoke, praise opens the door. Praise even open heaven to witness.